setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville. You are joining a conversation about you, specifically who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, how to get there. Okay, Ken, well, what I've stumbled on this show, what do you mean who I am? Specifically, who you are, that unique contribution that you were created to make. You figure that out by looking at your talent. This is what you do best. Hard skills, soft skills, character traits, whatever you want to call it. Then you got to look at passion. What makes your heart beat fast when you think about doing it? We're not talking about vacation. I'm talking about work that you love to do because there's some skill there, but more importantly, you love the work. If it's teaching, if it's designing, if it's counseling, if it's building, making. Listen, everybody's got work that when they're engaged in it, time seems to stand still. 10 minutes turns into 1 hour. You know what it is, or you've seen other people experience it. That's passion. And then the last piece is really, really important, and that's mission. See, all work creates results. So what are the results you want to create or contribute or accomplish? That's mission. Talent, passion, mission. When you're clear on all three of those and you see where they intersect, in other words, you use what you do best, talent, to do work you love, passion, to accomplish results that matter to you, mission. When those three come together, it's a beautiful thing. You're in your sweet spot. It's your contribution zone, if you want to say it that way. And you were created to fill a unique role in your work. That means you were needed, and it means you must do it. Somebody out there needs you to show up and be the best version of you. So this purpose conversation, this fulfillment of purpose, isn't solely about us. In fact, it's majority about others. And so if that resonates with you, welcome to a different kind of talk show. We're not talking politics, we're talking purpose. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Anybody who's not where they want to be, you're qualified to call the show. I'm going to coach you and counsel you, and then eventually cheer you on. 844-747-2577. All right, speaking of people who aren't where they want to be, some of you right now want to get promoted. Some of you are on the career path that you want to be on, but you're ready to move up. Ready to keep climbing that mountain, if you will. Some of you just started a job and you're already going, okay, I took this job just to get in. I'm in. I think I'm going to do okay, but I want to move up. So let's talk about three things that you can do at every level of your professional advancement that will always put you in a place to where you can be promoted. You want to be promotable. Now, my new book that comes out in November, you'll hear more about it in the days ahead. We talk about the things you must do and the things you must be. And you've heard me talk about it on the show. The things you must do are these three things. Know your role, accept your role, maximize your role. I'm going to say it again. Know your role, accept your role, maximize your role. Break it down for you. Know your role. What does it mean? It means you need to be really clear on what is expected of you. This is not your job description. Well, yeah, Ken, I know the role. I interviewed for the job. I read the job description. No. What do they expect you to do? What does a win look like? And a lot of companies aren't super clear with this, and this creates a lot of frustration because somebody thinks, well, I've been here, I've been doing the job, feel like I should be promoted, and the leader's going, well, you haven't blown away expectations here. Well, you didn't tell me what the expectations were. This happens on a very, very normal basis. At Ramsey Solutions, we do it right. Everybody in the building has a key responsibility area document. It says, this is what we expect of you. You're supposed to do these things and to this level. So you need to know your role. That's clarity. Secondly, you need to accept your role. This is all on you. I get it. Day job to dream job. I get it. That's the way to do it. But when you get in, remember, there's no going up if you don't win in that day job part of things. If you don't win on this rung of the ladder that you're on, really, really high possibility you're not going to get to the next rung. So this is all about attitude. Attitude of gratitude. I'm grateful that I'm here, grateful for a paycheck, grateful, grateful, grateful. And then I'll lead you to the right mindset to be able to do the third thing, and that is maximize your role. That's going above and beyond what they've asked of you. You're really clear on what to win, but you go way above and beyond it. Do more. Help more. Grow on your own. Show them the growth. Maximize that role. That's effort. Know your role, clarity. Accept your role, attitude. Maximize your role, effort. You do that, you'll never have a problem getting promoted. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Fidelia, who joins us in Columbia, South Carolina. Fidelia, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks so much for taking my call.
You bet. What's
I'm
up
actually,
today?
I'm a new listener on the show. I've been listening for the last several weeks.
So thank you.
Just kind of gotten inspired and
good.
Really love what you're doing. So thank you so much for that.
You bet.
So the reason I'm calling today is I'm basically seeking to switch careers. I'm one of those people that you talk about that's like dreading going into the office on Mondays.
Yeah.
Have my bachelor's degree in accounting, and I'm looking to, you know, pursue a job in that particular field. Mm-hmm. And I found some things online, like some positions out there with the company where I actually have some personal connections. I have some family members that work there and former colleague as well. So the question that I really have is like, should I apply now or do I wait until I get more qualified? I don't actually have any experience technically in the accounting industry, but the positions I was looking at this particular company don't require experience.
Great.
Just kind of looking for the degree and then taking it on from there.
Do it.
So I'm just kind of wondering, should I go ahead and do it now?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Like today. And I love this because you've got friends and family members there. So you want them, you need to go to kencoleman.com if you haven't already. I know you're new to the show. And we've got a resume guide that I want you to read. It's free.
Yep.
Download it. It's a PDF. It's got a free template with it. There's also six additional templates that'll only cost you $10, $9.99. I want your resume to look like the way I teach. And you got options, okay? You got a free option, then you can buy six of them for $10. But I want you to read the guide before you buy. Because here's the deal. I want you to do your resume the way I teach. And again, I walk you through step by step. That's what I want you to do first. Secondly, once you get that resume to where you're ready, you got the version you want, I want you to get it to those friends and family members and tell them this is the job I'm applying for today. So before you fill it out online, because I'm guessing that's what you're going to have to do, have them walk your resume and go, hey,
right,
Fidelia just applied for this. This is how we know her. She's great. She's got the bachelor's in accounting. See, you don't need additional experience for this particular job. And this is what I'm talking about when people call my show, Fidelia. They do this a lot. And they'll go, Ken, I've applied for some jobs, but I don't have the right experience. I go, why'd you apply for a job you don't have experience for? That's why they actually put it out there. Go get an entry-level job. And for somebody like you who has the bachelor's in accounting, this is the kind of job you need because they'll train you on the job and you already have the skill set necessary anyway. And so this gets you on the ladder you want to be on. So yes, I love this. And here's the deal. Keep going forward. Keep moving forward in getting more qualifications while you're working.
Oh, yeah.
So you're getting real-time experience and you're getting additional qualifications. There's no stopping you. No stopping you at all, Fidelia. Go, go, go to kencoleman.com right now. Get the resume guide. Do it in a way you're going to stand out. Oh, I'm so excited. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming. Listen, folks, we talk a lot on the show about making your next career move and taking the next step toward meaningful work. But I know it can be pretty hard to think about taking a step forward when you're stressed out about money in the here and now. Ramsey Plus will show you how to budget every single dollar of your income so you can use it to its full potential, plus so much more. And here's the best part. Right now, you can try Ramsey Plus for 30 days completely free. If you're in and you want to start Ramsey Plus for free, text Ken Plus to 33789. So what do you do when the unexpected happens? Do you let it just ruin your whole day? And does it put you into a tailspin of anxiety and just, you know, unsettledness? I think it's natural to be unsettled, but I think we all have got to get to the point where we develop a muscle for handling the unexpected. Because if you think about how much happens during a day that's unexpected, we handle certain things pretty well, other things not so well. And if you'd like to see how I handled the unexpected today before the YouTube show, we go live every day on YouTube. For those of you who listen to us here on the radio and listen to the podcast or the radio show, we go live on YouTube every day at noon Eastern time. Just search the Ken Coleman Show and we're there. And so I was walking in. Of course, this is HD video and there's three cameras in the studio here. And right before I walked in, Madison, the producer, had gone in there to do something in the studio, and I had a cup of coffee in my hand, and I was talking to Trevor, our YouTube guru, and was not paying attention. And basically, Madison and I bumped into each other. My right shoulder hits her left shoulder, and I was holding the coffee in my right hand, coffee all over me, all over her. And this is 3 minutes before we go live. And so we had some fun with it. Thankfully, I have some backup shirts here. And so we talked about, I taught about this. You know, what do you do when the unexpected happens? Number one, you got to roll with it, right? You just got to deal with it. And then number two, have a backup plan. The more you can have a backup plan, the easier it is to roll with life throwing the unexpected stuff at you. So I tell you all that to say, I posted a picture of it on my Instagram story. At Ken Coleman, if you want to see the gigantic coffee stain on my shirt, minutes before I went live, you might enjoy that. And there's a cute picture of our golden doodle for you dog lovers, Ellis. Early this morning, I was having my coffee, and Ellis, the golden doodle, was hanging out on the floor, and he's got his own stuffed puppy. So Ellis, the doodle, has his own stuffed animal, and this dog thinks he's a human. So there's an adorable picture there and an embarrassing picture there of me with coffee all over my shirt. So go check it out at Ken Coleman on Instagram. Folks, I'm always giving you good stuff, even if it's just entertainment. So there you go. Who doesn't love golden doodles and embarrassing pictures? I would submit to you, if you don't, you are a psychotic person and you need help. Call your nearest counselor. Okay. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Richfield, Minnesota. Tiffany joins us there. Tiffany, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call today.
You bet. What's up?
So I've got a loaded question for you.
Ooh, I like those.
Okay. So I'm in a job right now that's toxic, but I used to love my job. There's a couple factors behind all of that, why I don't anymore. But I'm also not making enough money, so I'm really struggling to find where my sweet spot really is.
When you say you're struggling to find your sweet spot, you mm-hmm. know what I mean when I say sweet spot. So let's equip other people with this if they're new to the show. The sweet spot is where your talent, what you do best, your passion, mm-hmm. work you really love to do,
mm-hmm.
and mission, results that you want to create in this world, it's where they all intersect. So I use talent, what I do best, to perform passion, work I love, to accomplish mission, results that matter to me. So when you say you're struggling to find it, be more specific, because it sounds to me like you had a glimpse of it for a while and then something toxic has ruined it.
Yeah, so I am a person that's extremely creative. Good. I think outside of the box.
Okay.
I'm very tech savvy.
Okay.
And I just really enjoy being behind the scenes and figuring out what the problem is and why it happened.
Okay.
My current position is I'm in financial crime. So with a change of management and a change of a company merging together, that has what has created a toxic environment for me.
Yep.
I'm not able to think creatively anymore because I'm stuck in one job. I've always been wired that way I have to have things constantly, different things coming at me.
What are the problems that you like to be creative with solving? Tell me, are they technical problems?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yep.
All right. I'm taking some notes here.
I'm good with my hands too, so I like to crochet or anything that is basically anything creative. I can look at it once and figure out how to do it.
Yeah. So you enjoy that work of making something, building something?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Building, I mean, it really anything with my hands or thinking outside.
Yep. All right. I'm going to take a stab here. I've been paying attention and I'm going to start to throw out, because I want folks to follow along, and you kind of jumped around and I get it. I want to focus on talent first. Then I want to look at passion next, and then mission. Okay. So I'm going to walk people through this and you. Okay. So your top talents, you said creative. I'm going to call that imagination. Yep. You good with that?
Yep.
It's one of your top talents. The creative people are imaginative people. Imagination. I'm going to say that you have the talent of execution. You know how to get stuff done. You know how to complete it. Correct? Did we lose her? Hello.
No, I'm here.
Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying when I say execution? Like just getting stuff done, whether it's because you like to be behind the scenes and getting stuff done.
Yeah.
Does it make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, good. I know you don't have the benefit of me explaining all this in great detail, so I'm trying to give it to you. I also think you have the talent of inspection. And when I say inspection, that's that you're checking, you're digging into something. You're digging into this, looking for the solution. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
All right, great. Now let's go over to passion, work you love to do. You love solving things.
Yeah.
All right, get that phone close to your mouth. You're coming in and out, Tiffany.
Okay.
There we go. Hold still. All right, we're almost done. And then you enjoy making, right? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's the physical, the passion. That's the thing you love to do because of the imagination that you're good at, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. And I also think that solving and making, I think analyzing, you enjoy that analyzing work. That's that gift of inspection. And you like analyzing this thing going, okay, what's the way to solve this? Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. See how this is coming together? Now let's look at mission.
Yeah.
Let's look at mission results that matter to you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think you are feeling really good if you can see your work tied to solutions. You're all about problems, solving problems, creating something that meets a need, fixing a system. Does that sound right?
Yep.
Good. And then creation. If it's a new thing, a new idea, a new process, you get the juice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think, here's what we say. So Tiffany, yep. you're in your sweet spot when you are using your imagination, your mm-hmm. inspection, your execution to mm-hmm. be solving, making, analyzing in order to produce solutions through creation.
Yep. So, that sounds right.
Okay. So I just did a really quick assessment with you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now that becomes your purpose sentence. I use these top talents, blank, blank, and blank, to do this type of work, blank, blank, and blank, to produce these results. And so when you see that, you go, oh, this becomes the grid, the filter by which I put any job through.
Right.
And then the last piece of that is it needs to be in a healthy culture, because you can, and you're proof of this. I've said this mm-hmm. on the show. You can be in your sweet spot, but be miserable because the culture is so bad and toxic.
Right.
So that would be doing the right thing in the wrong place.
Okay.
So does that help you see, wait a second, this isn't as confusing. There are many jobs I can do in my sweet spot. Many. And I think there was a season where you were in your sweet spot where you are until things got toxic. Is that true or false?
Yes.
Okay.
True.
So there's no reason for you to be confused. You need to be confident right now.
Okay.
Because you know what to look for, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do, Tiffany. Hey, set yourself free, but stay in this toxic job until you find something to replace it with, and then you're out of there.
Okay.
You're out.
Thanks, Ken.
You bet, Tiffany. You got this. Folks, that right there is the power of getting clear. Don't move. The Ken Coleman Show continues in a moment. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, coming to you from our Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, helping you get unstuck and then get on purpose, helping you make the progress that you want to make, whether it's getting clear, getting qualified, getting connected, getting started, getting promoted or getting the dream job so you can give yourself away no matter what stage you're in. We're here to help. I'm your guide up the mountain, and it's a toll-free number, 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Nathaniel, who joins us in Indianapolis, Indiana. Nathaniel, you are on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What's going on?
So I'm 23 years old, and I'm getting married in June.
Congrats.
Thank you. and with that, I just got a job offer for a job in Kentucky.
Okay.
And so I currently live in Indianapolis, and I'm just kind of weighing my options. Like, should I take this job? Because it's very different than the kind of the vision that my fiance and I had for our first year or so of marriage.
How?
So, well, in one sense, we really like where we live. We like the area, and we're not too far from family, and we've built a lot of close friendships here. Okay. So,
how far from your family are you now?
We're about an hour away, if depending on which family we visit.
Okay. Well, how far away are you from the family if you move to Kentucky?
It'd be about 3 hours.
Oh gosh, what would you do then? Dude, come on, man. 2 hours? I mean, you're not seeing the family every day anyway. When they're an hour apart, that's not an everyday thing. So you're talking about an additional 2 hours. I just was in Indianapolis for the Final Four. Took my son Chase. That's an easy drive to Kentucky.
Yeah.
So that's not good enough. Let me switch the conversation. Is that the only reason that you don't know if you should take this job, or is there some other reasons?
There's another one.
What is it?
And I think it's probably more pressing. Part of me feels like I'm kind of rushing into this thing.
Why do you feel like you're rushing?
So I know that you teach getting clear as step one.
Yep.
And I feel like when I applied to this position, I was definitely interested in it. But then as I went through the process more and more, my interest kind of grew for the position. So I think there's a possibility that I could find similar work here in the area.
Well, you didn't answer the question. You didn't answer the question as to why you feel like you're rushing. Because what you said was, as you kept going through the job interview process, you got more interested in the job. So that doesn't feel rushing to me.
Okay. My worry is that the fact that I didn't even look very much in my immediate area.
Okay. But what I'm saying is you called me saying, Ken, should I take the job? I don't see any reason why you shouldn't take it. You're interested in the work. It's only 2 hours away from, you know, it's going to add an additional 2 hours from family. That's just not big enough of a deal. The ultimate question that I have is, does it put you on the ladder that you want to be on to go where you want to go? Does it get you on the right ladder?
I think so.
Look, man, I think you're scared. I think you're scared to death, and that's okay. I'm not trying to make you feel bad about it. I'm trying to show you a mirror what I'm hearing.
Okay.
I don't hear anything that you're rushing into this. You got a job offer because you did several interviews. There's nothing rushing into this. This is the type of work you want to do. You just want it to be in Indianapolis. So here's the problem with that. If this is a ladder that you want to be on and it gets you in the industry you want, doing the kind of work you need to do, getting the experience you need, and it gives you an opportunity to get promoted, then you are delaying progress for no good reason. Now, again, if you want to delay your progress, it's not the end of the world. But there's not a good reason that you have presented to me as to why you would turn this down. Because if you turn this down, you're then to me, I'm going, well, you better go find something like this in Indianapolis, and you haven't found that yet. I'm not even sure if you were looking. Here's the point. As your coach, I can't tell you that you should pass on this. It's your call.
Okay.
I see no viable reason why you wouldn't take this. Just because you and your fiance are going, well, we didn't want to spend the first year of our marriage in Kentucky. Well, fine. If that's what you want to do, and that's your ultimate deciding factor, that's your call. No shame in your game, but acknowledge that you are passing up an opportunity to get on the right ladder, which you have. So that's between you two. But I would never in a million years pass up on the right ladder because it didn't fit into my zip code plans. And by the way, I live this. Joe knows this. My wife and I, Stacy, our first year of marriage, we moved to Richmond, Virginia. I mean, day one from the honeymoon, I was in Richmond, Virginia, working for the governor of Virginia. In 1 year, I was bored out of my skull, and I began to put the word out that, hey, this governing side of politics is like watching paint dry. My soul is getting sucked out of my body every day. So I put the word out. Opportunities started coming my way. And I didn't know where the opportunities were going to come from. One came from Nashville, and it was hot. It was ready to go. We want you now. Well, Stacy and I didn't plan to live in Nashville. We didn't have any family here. None. But it was it the right ladder? Absolutely. So if you call my show just like Nathaniel did and you go, Ken, should I take the job? And you can't give me a good reason as to why you would pass up on it. And the number one reason is well, it's going to make us 3 hours away from family, not one. I'm going to be like, grow up. Go do what you're supposed to do. Now, that's just me. But let me also say I'm having some fun with Nathaniel on this. But if family is a massive, massive, massive factor for you, then I'm okay with that too. But just understand what you're choosing. And as long as you are really clear what you're choosing and why you're choosing, then again, it's your life. It's your decision. Okay? But I'm not passing up a ladder because, well, it wasn't in my plans. That's life. Joe, did you ever think in a million years you'd live in Nashville?
No.
When I called you up 4 years ago and said, hey, you're not going to believe this. We're fast-tracking. Dave's fast-tracking a SiriusXM show. I need somebody. I don't know anybody better than you. You're the guy. But I know you've been in Gainesville a long time. Did you go, well, Debbie, I get the opportunity to work with Ken again, but I got to move to Nashville. What'd you say?
It was more like, how far is Nashville away? Oh, is that all? We can do that.
Why?
Because of the opportunity.
So here's the deal, folks. I'm always going to come down to, does this opportunity advance the ball down the field for you? And if it does, I got news for you. No matter how great the opportunity is, there will always be unknowns. There will always be uncomfortableness with progress. Folks, here's the deal. There is no progress without being uncomfortable. There just isn't. Well, I got to leave my family. What are they going to do? They're going to get in the freaking car and come visit you. That's what they're going to do. It's the price of admission. Decide how bad you want to play. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back, America. You're joining the conversation here on the Ken Coleman Show. So excited to have you with us. As we help men and women answer the age-old question, what should I do with my life? 844-747-2577 is the phone number. Let's go to Levi, who joins us in Kansas City, Missouri. Levi, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken.
Levi, how are you? Man, I'm living the dream. What's going on with you?
Hey, buddy. So I was just trying to figure out what are some steps that I can take to move forward in the right direction to doing my purposeful work, I would say.
What would you say is purposeful work for you?
Something that I can be excited to wake up to do.
Yeah.
The job I have now, just it seems like I got a frog in my throat every morning or something just weighing down on me
every morning,
it seems like.
Yeah, you know what that is? Those are your emotions. You're going, oh my gosh, there is only one reason I'm going in here today. It's because I need the paycheck. And that's wearing on you. I just got to believe you've had some ideas. You've wondered, like we do as little kids. You've wondered about some things. What have you wondered about? What would you do tomorrow if you knew you couldn't fail and you didn't have to commit the rest of your working life to it? What would you do? What would you try?
I would try entrepreneurship, to be honest with you.
Now you're being honest with me. So you weren't being honest with me earlier. Now you're being honest. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Okay, so paint that picture for me and don't allow fear and doubt to change the story. What would be your entrepreneurial venture tomorrow if you knew you couldn't fail? It was like, let's go try this.
That's a tough one.
No, you've already had some ideas. When I was asking you, you had ideas flowing through your head, yes or no?
Yeah.
Then would you please just tell me and stop worrying about how legitimate they are and stop worrying about what anybody thinks. It's just you and me, bro. What would you try first?
I would try to almost like a banking type deal for the family.
What does that mean?
I would want to create some type of banking system for it'll be family owned, of course, but something that could, start to build wealth and, change the tree.
What's the business? Like but that. What's the business? Is it a bank? You want to start your own bank?
I want to do everything, to be honest with you, but I would start off with, I love finance. I like finance, whether it's banking, the capital markets, personal finance. I love it all, to be honest with you, but something having to do with finance.
Okay.
Sure.
So what's that business idea? Cause you say banking system. Yeah. That's a pretty huge undertaking to start a bank. That's not realistic for you right now. Let's be really, really clear. Okay. So what would you try? What would you do? Would you want to be a financial advisor and help people with their investments and retirement portfolios? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I would love to help people with that. Yeah.
I think you have to make a list of things. Let's make a list. Let's put you on the spot. Give me three things. I just came up with one. You're not starting a bank, so that doesn't count.
Okay. All right. So personal finance. Okay. And then I would do maybe financial coaching.
Okay.
As far as helping people out with their budgets.
Great.
And
what else?
Where to go?
Why the entrepreneurial thing? What's that about? You just don't feel like you can work for anybody else for any extended amount of time?
Yeah, I mean, I've been bouncing around for a while now, and it just feels like I'm just going in circles. And
yeah, but what we're talking about right now doesn't feel that way, does it? It feels pretty concrete. It feels pretty good. If I guaranteed you'd be a successful financial coach, would you try it?
Yeah.
If I guarantee you'd be a great financial advisor, would you try that?
I would.
Well, what if I made you choose between one of those? You could only choose one. Which one would you choose right now? Say it.
The financial advisor.
So here's what I want you to do. You probably found me some way or somehow between Ramsey Solutions, Dave Ramsey, I'm guessing. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
That is true.
I want you to go to RamseySolutions.com as soon as we hang up. I want you to click on our SmartVestor Pros, and I want you to find some in the Kansas City area. We've got a bunch. And I want you to call them up and say, hey, I'm a big Ramsey fan, Ramsey Solutions, and I want to talk to you and talk to one of them. Talk to yours. Say, hey, tell me what it takes to get there. And start pursuing that. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back. The Ken Coleman Show continues to bring you clarity so that you can confidently step forward and courageously stay on the path to fulfilling your purpose. That's what we're talking about. We're going to talk about the work aspect of your purpose because we believe you were created to work. In other words, created to contribute. You shouldn't just have a 9-to-5 J-O-B that's just kind of, well, whatever. We're helping you go from paycheck to purpose here. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. 844-747-2577. Let's go to New London, Connecticut, where I went one time as a kid. It just occurs to me right now. It's all coming back to me. I was in New London, Connecticut, but I mean literally a kid. So fascinating stuff there. Brendan is on the line there. Brendan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's going on?
So I just have a quick question. So I got a pretty good job right now, but I've been kind of thinking about getting into the coaching ranks in college. And I'm just trying to figure out, you know, how do I figure to try to get into college coaching and what's the steps I should take to make sure I don't leave my current role too early.
Great. I love this question. Brendan, how old are you? And tell me your relationship status and then what your job is now and what you're making.
Yeah, sure. So I am 26 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm single and I make a little over 50 grand a year.
Doing what?
I am a inventory planner.
Okay. And is that for like a manufacturing company or something like that?
Yes.
Okay. And what do you work normal hours? What's your normal shift look like on a week?
So I am working from about 7 o'clock till 3:30.
7 to 3:30
in the afternoon.
Okay. Good. All right. Did you play college football or what was your playing experience?
Yeah. So I played Division III football for 4 years and then 4 years in high school as well.
Great. Okay. And do you have any debt?
Yeah, I have student loan debt.
How much?
Around $42,000. I'm finishing up my master's in August, so.
Good.
I was around $42,000.
Okay, and what's your master's in?
My master's in operations management.
Okay, great. All right. And if you could fast forward into the future, give me your dream college football job.
The dream college football job for me would probably be, any of the Big Ten schools or something, Penn State head coach or.
Good. So head coach. You aspire to be a head coach. Is that correct?
I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, but I don't want this to be pretty cool. I mean, this is okay. This is what's funny. You've had very few people, if any people in your life, walk you through this before, haven't you? You've not had anybody really ask you that.
No, never.
All right. So I know it's weird, but it's important. Is your dream job to be a head football coach on the college level?
No, I don't think it is. No.
Then what is your dream?
I don't think it is.
What's your dream?
Well, it would kind of be just to be able to impact maybe kids' lives and be happy doing it.
Right, but I think it is coaching. I'm saying, what's the dream college job for you? Don't overthink this. I think you know the answer. Just say it. You don't want to be the head guy. Maybe you want to be a position coach or whatever.
Yeah, maybe an assistant.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. But big time program assistant coach. That would be a dream situation for you, correct?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Okay.
Yes.
The reason I'm pressing you on this is because you've got to have a very clear vision on the mountaintop. You can't be standing in front of five mountain ranges going, well, I don't know. I think I might climb that one or well, I don't know if it's that one or whatever. That's not going to get you up either one of them or any of them. Am I clear?
Yes. Yes, all right. 100%.
Okay. So my man, you would love to be a big time assistant coach, college D1 level. So that's the goal. That's the mountaintop. So now we start going, how do I get there? All right. So the way to break into coaching when you haven't done it, and this is good news and bad news. The good news is that because you're single and young, this is going to be easier. The bad news is it's still going to be tough. And the reason it's tough is because it's a lot of time and it's very little money. And the challenge that you've got is $42,000 in student loans. If I could wipe those away today, I would. And I would say you start looking for any kind of low-level, entry-level coaching position. So I think because you've got to have this day job right now, you're also limited. So I don't want you to be discouraged. I need you to get really determined because you're going to have to pay that loan off. You're going to have to get your financial house in order to be able to make the sacrifice that you need to make. So you're in New London, Connecticut. How many D3, D2, D1 programs are close by? I mean close.
Probably maybe three.
Are there any community college football teams close by?
Not that I know of, but I could research a little bit more to see.
I would research that. I don't know if you've ever seen this show, Last Chance U. You ever seen that on Netflix?
Yes, I've seen a couple episodes.
Well, those community college jobs could be really good for you right now. I would even say high school coaching right now, because you got this good day job, which is helping you make a living, and it's going to need to help you pay off the student loan. Okay?
Right.
I mean, and dude, like really get serious. If I'm you, I'm not thinking about women. I'm just going, I'm working. I'm no relationship at all. All I do is work. I work my day job. And then when I'm not doing that, I'm volunteering or making very little money on a high school team or community college team or a D3 team, just getting the experience on my resume in coaching, and I'm making connections. I still got my day job. I'm delivering pizzas at night, whatever, to pay the $42,000 off so that I am debt-free, and every nickel I've got beyond basic meals and utilities, you're living on next to nothing. Because that's what it takes. If you go look at Dabo Swinney's bio and read Dabo Swinney's story at Clemson, this guy worked for basically nothing for a while, but he got in. And so I'm teaching you how to get in, because once you get in, it's all up to you now. And this is all about you just doing a great job, paying your dues, being humble, being a human sponge. People talk about you when you walk out of the room. They go, this guy, Brendan, I've never seen anybody that wanted to coach more than Brendan. I've never seen anybody who takes more notes than Brendan, who asks more questions than Brendan, who spends more time with the players than Brendan. Are you tracking with what I'm saying, Brendan?
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
That's
with you 100%.
That's how you move up. And the Brendan who got into a D3 program, because D3 is still no slouch, you know the difference between high school football and even D3. It's a big difference.
Yeah, for sure.
And you know how to win, and you know how to compete, and you know how to train, and you know how to discipline yourself. But I'm telling you, the way to get in right now is volunteer coaching or very little pay. Big time high school in New London, you come in and go, hey, I'm a former D3 player. I got a really good job over here. I'm not looking for big money. If you can pay me a little bit, great. But I need to start to build my coaching resume. I'll do whatever. I'll come practice with everybody. I'll take over linebackers, whatever it is. That's how you get in. Then the community college level, maybe you can do that on a community college football team. You get with a coach who's willing to give you a chance because they see how hard you're willing to work and pay your dues. That's how you get in. And then you go to every coaching convention. You get online. You meet other coaches online. Social media, you connect. Like, your life depends on it. And then
yeah,
I want you to read The Proximity Principle. I wrote the book for someone like you. It's how I got into broadcasting, and I didn't know anybody in broadcasting. Joe, does the Proximity Principle work in a very tough field like broadcasting?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Joe. Listen, Brendan, hang on the line. I'm fired up for you, bro, because I love coaching. If I wasn't coaching on air, I'd be coaching in college basketball. I'm telling you, I love coaches. I got a special heart for coaches. Hang on the line. Amanda, let's give him whatever format he wants. Now, Brendan, listen to me. I want you to read the book, and I want you to do everything I tell you to do in the book, because it is a practical guide on how to get connected so that you get opportunities. Folks, my time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter, and you do have what it takes. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this is The Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like the Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey good folks, this is John, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.